Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, welcome back to my podcast. My name's Lorena and this is The Pooch. Today on episode 35, I wasn't going to leave you hanging, we are going to be talking about mum friend green flags, or I guess the types of things you'd be looking for if you were making friends with another mum, mum's group, whatever it might be. I have my co-host here today, my baby, who is now 11 and a bit weeks old. You might hear him. He's just here for the ride. He's got full of smiles today, but I just can't put him to sleep right now. So I just thought we would do it together. So for the first time ever, a New Year's resolution that I made has actually hung around with me until further into the year. So now we're obviously, what, in March? No, we're not. We're in May. Oh my God, my brain. Anyway, and one of my main New Year's resolutions was... actually, my biggest New Year's resolution was to not tear giving birth. And I achieved that one because I ended up in an emergency cesarean. So that was ironic, but it worked. But on the back of, I guess, becoming a mum over the last few years and having that sense of being isolated, as I mentioned in many other of my episodes, my other main New Year's resolution was to be a better friend myself, because I find that I've often considered friendships and relationships from the standpoint of, you know, who's in my life, and particularly becoming a mum, how isolated I felt. But I kind of felt that this time round I was going to be taking a little bit more initiative. So one of my New Year's resolutions was to become a better friend. And on that note, I thought I would share with you guys what I consider to be some green flags when it comes to mum friends. Now, I put a question up on my Instagram stories about what you guys thought were some green flags for mum friends, or things that you look for in friendships, you know, as a mum. And I got a bunch of responses, which, you know, I've kind of themed and I'm going to share. But one response in particular got me actually quite teary. You know who you are. And it was basically, how do you make mum friends when you don't leave the house? And I felt this to my core because I know what it's like to feel completely stuck at home. I mean, I'm sure we all do. I am the whatever the opposite of a homebody is. And there were periods of time, particularly first time around having my first baby, where I wouldn't leave the house for a few days. And it really, really got me down. And then obviously lockdown hit. You know, in Australia, it was quite some time. I don't know about the rest of the world, but we basically had to be indoors in our house. We had to have a very good excuse to leave the house, if that, and I obviously had none of those at the time. So I felt really, really, I'm not complaining. I know we were all in this together. But that sense of not being able to leave the house when you're already feeling so isolated and alone is just awful. And when it comes to talking about relationships and other friendships, I feel you so much. So I'm here with you. We're all here with you. If you can somehow find an opportunity to get out, it doesn't have to be with the purpose of making friends or meeting new people, but just getting yourself out if that's what makes you feel good. I feel like just stepping out of my front door helps me clear my mind and refresh my brain, reboot in a sense. If there's a single day now where I haven't left the house, and every now and then I don't, by the end of the day, I feel just so locked up in my head. So I feel you. you know, do what you can if possible to get out, even if it's for a little bit. So the first of my mum friend green flags, and the reason I made this podcast, is mums who are willing to share their struggles, mums who are open and honest about the struggles of mum life, including everything from body image to basically having your shit together or not, how you feel psychologically, emotionally, etc. Honestly, before I started doing this podcast, I started doing the podcast was because I felt that I didn't really know too many people, only a bunch, who really felt some struggles in new mum life. Anywhere else that I looked, whether it was online, social media, or just out and about in public, was these mums who seemingly had their shit together. So, which is why I kind of struggled going to mum groups as well, because that was my initial impression. But that's a green flag for me. So if I'm making friends with someone who is kind of a bit of a hot mess and happy to admit it, I feel so much more comfortable myself. So it's really an essential quality in a mum friend for me. If they're open about their struggles, then A, I feel like I can be in a space to share my struggles also. And B, I feel like I'm not alone in my struggles. I feel like actually it's not just me that's feeling these things. I don't feel as isolated as I did before. If I meet someone who's happy to go, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. Basically, I feel seen and heard and not isolated. My second green flag in terms of mum friends is basically mums who respect your choices. So we all do things differently. We all do our best. But sometimes it can be hard to find another mum friend, let's say, who is respectful of the fact that you may choose one type of feeding over the other. You may choose, like I do or don't, share photos of your kid online. And while we have different views on certain things, a green flag for me is that we can just mutually respect each other. We can have no judgment towards the other person, and ultimately just be supportive and understand that people have different reasons for different things, different rationales behind the decisions that they make, decisions that people make about their parenting, about raising their kids, about their relationships. Not necessarily isolated to them either. So, you know, when it comes to parenting my kids, my husband and I decide how we operate. It's not just me on my own. So it's having those friendships that can respect my choices and also, I guess, not take things to heart if I do something different to them. So, like I said, I don't put pictures of my kids online. I don't judge people who do. It's just something I don't like doing myself. But I respect that others do, and I appreciate when people don't question me for why I don't. Or can't, you can question me, you can ask me because you're curious, but it's more through a lens of respect as opposed to going, well, what's with you? Why don't you share photos of your kids online? Are you suggesting that what I do is wrong? So people don't take it as a critique. They just respect that it's my choice as I respect, you know, that it's your choice and your decision to do as you wish. The next one is more of a bonus if you happen to be able to find this person and befriend them as opposed to necessarily a green flag. But I found when I had my first, especially because it was my first time having a newborn, having a mum friend with a baby that was roughly the same age was so, so helpful to me because I feel like, you know, even less alone, you understand each other, you're literally at the same stage. And it can be hard because we all know that a newborn and a six-month-old are already, you know, worlds apart, let alone having a newborn and having friends that have two-year-olds as their youngest, for example. Obviously, you get what you get, but if you happen to connect with someone who has a baby the same age as your baby or close enough, which I guess is why mum groups tend to be created with babies around the same age, because you can, you know, you can support and ask questions that are relevant to everybody and to each other. But if you can find that in a friendship, that is a bonus and you get 10 points.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
The next green flag, I think, is a tricky one to find, but finding a friend that understands your stage of mum life, even if they are further ahead. So let's say they've got more experience than you, they had kids before you, they've had multiple kids, they had kids a long time ago, whatever. But respecting your experience and not dismissing you because you're newer at this than they are. I guess ultimately someone who understands that you know your kid, you're in the best position to understand them. There are ways that they can support you and give practical advice, etc., which is another green flag that I'll talk about, but not dismiss you because they've done it before. So, you know, you're the apprentice and they're the expert, because that's not a really two-sided relationship. The next green flag is a friend that offers practical solutions. People, you know, they can recognize when you're asking for a solution or when you're just needing a pair of ears, and the solutions are helpful. It's not just, you know, one-sided advice, but if you come to them, you know, with a dilemma, with a problem, with a struggle, with, you know, with a challenge that you're facing in terms of realizing who you are as a mum, that they support you with practical solutions instead of, you know, wishy-washy shit, basically. The next green flag has been a lifesaver for me, to be honest. And this is, you know, a quality in a friendship where the person reminds you to be kind to yourself. So, you know, when you're struggling with, let's say, sleep, your kid's not sleeping, or, you know, you're finding it difficult to do whatever you can, you know, to feed your family because you've got no time. You know, if you've got like a hands-on baby like my first was, so, you know, basically carrier naps and had to be in your arms, it's really, really hard to actually get a meal together just to feed yourself, let alone other people. So a friend that reminds you to be kind to yourself and kind of go with whatever works, as opposed to judging you for having carrier naps, you're making a rod for your own back, all that kind of shit. Just someone that says, you know what, if it works for you, do what you need, you know, because you need to get by. You need to be kind to yourself and you need to remember that it's a stage. You'll get through it. You have to survive. It's not easy. Lacking sleep, being hungry, being tired is not a time when you need people to be questioning your practices. So if you have a toddler like I do, and ultimately in order to get some good sleep, one of you has to crawl into bed with them overnight, and it's just the stage that you're at, and it seems impossible to be able to get them to sleep independently and through the night, and your friendships are the ones supporting you and reminding you that you have to do whatever works. That to me is a massive green flag and a big lifesaver for your mental health. That's something that I found absolutely essential for me. I don't need the judgment when I'm doing stuff that, you know, people, and it's also very one-sided in a sense. Some people will recommend, you know, contact naps and you know, let the baby sleep in your arms, let co-sleep, all that kind of stuff. And then people will recommend the polar opposite. And when you're a first-time mum, that information becomes absolutely fucking confusing. You get bombarded with mixed messages and you are just drowning in not knowing what the hell you're doing. So having a friend that reminds you just to do what you need to do to get by is life-saving. My next mum friend green flag is someone who allows you to be honest and gives you the space, permits you the opportunity to get things off your chest, particularly around your relationship with your partner, your significant other, whoever they might be, but doesn't do it in a judgmental way. So actually allows you to vent, just get things off your chest that you might be struggling with. And let's face it, I mean, I don't know anyone who's had a baby who hasn't struggled with the dynamics of their relationship. First time round, second time round, the pressures of no sleep, financial pressures, you know, just differences in parenting styles, plus a total new dynamic to your relationship itself, is going to mean that you might need another pair of ears every now and then to vent, get a new perspective. But the green flag for me is about a friend who allows you that opportunity while still respecting your partner, speaking kindly about them, respectfully about them, you know, giving you, I guess, that sense that your relationship and the dynamic of your relationship is still being respected. So, you know, you should be able to get things off your chest and talk to a good friend about struggles that you're having with your partner without, you know, your friend feeling the permission or the opportunity to bitch about them and call them a dickhead and whatever it might be. Like, it should, for me, a green flag is that I can talk to you about struggles that I'm having. You're a sounding board. You support me to maybe see a different perspective or not, or just hear me out. We have a giggle, but at the end of the day, you know, I don't walk away feeling like, oh God, now you hate my partner because of what I've shared. At the end of the day, this is someone who I love very much and who I'm sharing, you know, I'm sharing about with someone who's close to me. So I don't want, I guess, to turn around and feel like you now don't like the person that I love very much. When it comes to mum friends, particularly if both of you are mums in your friendship, the biggest probably green flag in a relationship is a mutual understanding about the chaos that is your life at the time. So we know it's much harder to be on time. It's harder to stick to a plan. There are gonna be holdups. There are gonna be setbacks. Cancelled plans are a thing. You know, my kid will be snotty when your kid's not, and vice versa. And we're gonna try many times to catch up, and that thing's gonna fall through. I might be late, you might be late, forgetting to reply to a message for days, which happens to me all the time. Now as a mum, I feel like I don't, when I should be checking my phone, I'm not. Like, I might send a message and then I don't check my phone for hours. And then when I really should just not be on my phone, like in the middle of the night, that's when I tend to do a little bit too much scrolling and screen time because I've got insane insomnia. But ultimately, it's about those friendships that are like, don't worry, I'm there, I get it, we're both going through a chaotic time together, let's not judge each other and let's just let shit slide. You know, basically a simple don't worry, I got you, you know, next time we'll try again is all that I need. For me, that's a real green flag because it means that I'm not constantly disappointing the other person and they're not feeling the pressure to, you know, to do things for me either. And my last green flag for now is a friend who helps you and encourages you to trust your gut, just like I do, and not make you question yourself all the time. Again, they might have more experience than you. They might have a different experience to you, but someone who reminds you that you've got this, you know, yes, it's hard. Yes, it's chaotic. You know, you might feel like shit. You might feel like you don't know what the fuck you're doing, especially first time around, but just listen to yourself. And having a friend that can remind you to do that, can support you to do that is, I think, crucial in building your confidence as a new mum as well. You know, finding your way with people around you that give you a platform to find yourself as a mum or find yourself, in motherhood, whatever it might be for you, but encourages you to trust yourself, follow your intuition and not question and doubt yourself all the time. So that's my little list of green flags so far. I want us to make friends. Let's go out there and meet new people and just, you know, find ourselves again. So here I am once again reminding you as a good friend to trust your gut, be kind to your pooch, and I'll see you on the next episode. Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.